Welcome to Ray the Healer, the only podcast created to help you get back to the best version of yourself. For over 27 years, Ray Miller has been helping people stay healthy, active, and pain-free. If you're suffering from acute or chronic pain, anxiety, PTSD trauma, or chronic illness, Ray the Healer can help you regain your health, vitality, and an amazing inner sense of power and joy. And now, please welcome Ray the Healer.
Hey everybody, welcome, and I hope you're having a wonderful day today. We're going to discover and cover some good news actually today. We're going to talk about childhood trauma and some myths surrounding it. And if you've been suffering with it, you know people who are suffering with childhood trauma. These are good realizations, and hopefully this will be very helpful to you. Let's get right into it. Childhood PTSD can be really hard years later in our lives, and it could really haunt us and create relationship difficulties and health problems and on and on. What usually stops people from dealing with this is they've been to talk therapy, they've relived a lot of their trauma, and they don't really feel much better. And it's a very daunting task to deal with this, right? I just have three myths that I'll hope help you look at recovery a little bit differently, okay? So the first myth is it's a psychological wound, right? You'll hear that all the time. It's a psychological wound. You go to talk therapy, you talk forever, and that's where the wounds are, right? But it's not. It's a neurological wound, okay? Look it up. Trauma's held in the body, okay? Some of it's held in the brain, but most of it's held in the body. So a lot of times people just think talking and reliving, right, and getting re-traumatized by this is helpful, and it's minimally helpful, if not harmful, right? So it's a neurological wound, which means it's your nervous system is meant to heal. That's the good news, right? It's meant to heal if you have the right person helping you. The trauma held in your body can actually be healed, right? But if you look at it as a psychological wound, something's in your head, right? It's just not, it's nearly impossible unless you see it this way. And when you see it this way, there's many ways of healing through your body, which is wonderful, which is good news, right? So number two, talking, like we just talked about, talking and digging endlessly into the past, right? Digging into these memories and feeling intense emotions around these memories. Right? And thinking, if I feel these, I'll feel better. This is healing, right? But it's usually not. And the reason why it's not is because it's overwhelming. We need to create safety in our bodies, right? We need to create safety and capacity first and need someone to help you with that, right? But you don't have to go digging and this painful, painful process where it feels like you're getting somewhere, but you're actually in some way, shape, or form, re-traumatizing yourself over and over, right? That's why a lot of times people will come to me and they've had 15, 20, 30 years of therapy and catharsis, stuff like that, and it's really, really damaging and they don't feel any better, right? So that's good news. Good news, you don't have to do that, right? That's great news, right? Okay, number three myth. Okay, you need to have memories of the trauma to heal it. No, you don't. You do not need to. It's trapped in our bodies. Our bodies have a lot of wisdom. If we gently and consistently work through our bodies, memories are not needed. They're not needed at all. We could heal a lot through our nervous systems. It's made to heal. It's an amazing mechanism that we have. It's made to heal if we have the right help, right? If we have the right help. So it's a neurological problem, trauma, right? It's in our bodies, right? We don't have to dig endlessly and be uncomfortable for decades sometimes, right? And you don't have to have memories. I remember years ago, if you didn't have memory, it was like, oh, well, you know, pretty much what are you going to talk about, right? But we don't have to do that, which is really wonderful. We do somatic work through our bodies, building safety, capacity, very gentle. Should be a very gentle process. Now, I'm not saying trauma recovery is easy. It's not easy by any stretch of the imagination, but it shouldn't be overwhelming and re-traumatizing. So hopefully this was some good news for you, right? And in later episodes, we're gonna cover the musts for healing childhood trauma, right? Definite musts, and hopefully that will be really helpful as well. But I want to leave you with this saying. It's an unknown person said this. I don't know who said this, but I think this is, if you've suffered trauma, hopefully this will touch your heart like it has mine. Heal so you don't have a sarcastic tone to uplifting messages. Heal so you never have to make another, you don't have to make anyone else the object of your own frustration. Heal so when someone tells you they love you, you may allow yourself to believe them. That's my wish for you, my friends. Hope you have a great day. I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.
You've been listening to Ray the Healer, the only podcast created to help you get back to the best version of yourself. Ray Miller is the owner and founder of Ray Miller Healing and has been helping people stay healthy, active, and pain-free for over 27 years. Ray helps clients with traumatic pasts reclaim their health and their lives by helping them heal from PTSD, anxiety, and chronic conditions such as migraines, chronic fatigue, and gut health issues by getting to the root cause of the symptoms. If you're ready to regain your health, vitality, and an inner sense of power and joy, connect with Ray at RayTheHealer.com. That's RayTheHealer.com.